Now, another school shooting, more guns at airport screening. I'm Barton Eckert. After Friday's school shooting on a Southern California high school campus, officials are calling for early intervention to identify problems before they escalate into shootings.
A 14-year-old former student of the school opened fire before classes began, hitting another teen in the arm before fleeing. The shooter is in custody. The victim is expected to make a full recovery, but beyond the relief of a situation that could have been much worse, L.A. County Supervisor Catherine Barger says early intervention is critical and calls for school threat assessment response teams, known as START teams, be placed in schools to identify problems.
Do the parents recognizing something, the students recognizing something, or teachers recognizing something?
She says prevention must become as much a priority as response. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Last week, TSA agents discovered a total of 90 guns at airports across the country. Correspondent Bill Michaels with more.
May 3rd set a one-day record for firearms found in carry-on bags. On that day alone, security agents found 26 firearms in 15 different airports. 21 of those guns were loaded. Atlanta's airport tied with Houston for the most on that day, with 4 guns discovered in carry-on bags.
The White House refusing to condemn a staffer who said during a closed-door meeting that Arizona Senator John McCain's opinion doesn't matter because he's dying anyway. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny with more.
The reality here is that the president does set the tone from the top, and the tone set today was to not apologize. The question here is whether that was a direct order from the president or if people were trying to please the president by not doing so.
Federal officials warning of more volcanic unrest on Hawaii's Big Island. No fresh lava coming from the 15 steam vents around the Kilauea volcano right now, though. I'm Barton Eckert.
It's 6:02 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley, and happy Mother's Day weekend to all of the moms out there. We could have a storm front moving into the area Saturday night. Could get rough. We'll have the latest Weather Channel forecast coming up in just a moment. 4 people in Georgetown have been bitten by a raccoon. All 4 are being treated for potential rabies infection. The Washington Post reporting this weekend it happened Wednesday around 31st and R Streets Northwest near Montrose Park. The D.C. Department of Health reporting there was a 5th person whose flip-flop was apparently stolen by the raccoon, who was also evaluated at a nearby hospital but not treated. Raccoons are known to carry rabies, but not all have it. The 4 who are being treated for the possible infection have to go through 3 more rounds of vaccines over the next few weeks for the complete treatment. The raccoon got away. A Texas boy who sent his class project to the White House says he's grateful to have heard back from President Trump. Correspondent Clayton Neville says
the 10-year-old sent his flat Stanley doll to the president, unsure if he'd hear back. He did, and his mom, Melanie Graft, says the response says a lot.
They're willing to look at, you know, the average American, even a child. It gives us hope.
The letter congratulated her son for understanding the importance of government and encouraged him to think big and dream bigger. Clayton Neville, Dallas.
Police say an off-duty police officer shot and killed a man. Metropolitan Police Chief Peter Newsham told reporters the person shot was taken Wednesday to a hospital where he was later pronounced dead. All police have said is that the man was in his 20s. WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. Apparently, road crews are trying to get some work in before a storm comes through the area overnight into Sunday. That's a construction zone set up through Virginia southbound on 395 between Seminary to about Duke. It's all off on the right side of the road. Just one right lane's getting by, though, on eastbound 66 around Fairfax because of a construction crew. That's a crash on Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound right around Greenbelt. Everything's off of the right shoulder, primarily just onlooker delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Mostly sunny today before the severe thunderstorms are possibly moving into the D.C. metro area. Have about a 30% chance. That increases to a 60% chance overnight into Sunday. Overnight low 64. We're going to get up to close to 95 degrees today, though. Rain chances in the forecast at least through midweek, even storms. Right now it's partly cloudy and 70 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If you've got an Amazon Echo, you've got a new way to listen to WMAL.
This is huge news.
Hear Mornings on the Mar, Chris Plant, Rush Limbaugh, Larry O'Connor, Mark Levin, and more.
Listen to this.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once your device is enabled, just say, Alexa, play WMAL.
It's really that simple.
However you connect, getting breaking news and the inside story has never been easier.
Isn't that kind of fun?
Get all the details at WMAL.com.
After all the sleep you cost your mom through the years, it's time to give it all back. I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. This Mother's Day, give your mom the gift she deserves, great sleep on Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer over time. We guarantee she'll love them. She can try them risk-free for 30 nights. Now through Mother's Day, get $50 off your first set plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to technology for your business, would you rather choose or save? Right now, Comcast Business lets you do both. Sign up for fast, reliable internet and leading-edge voice on our gig speed network and choose up to three solutions based on what your business needs. And the best part is, you save over 30%. Need total network reliability? Choose Connection Pro with 4G internet backup so your business stays connected for up to 6 hours. Need secure Wi-Fi? Get Wi-Fi Pro with separate networks for your guests and for your business. Need to keep your employees informed and customers entertained? Get Comcast Business TV. Choose one or choose all three and save over 30%. Call 1-800-501-6000 or visit comcastbusiness.com/choose-and-save. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 529-18. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Limited Comcast Business Deluxe 75 or above service. One mobility line and one basic line at $0. And choice of Connection Pro, Wi-Fi Pro, or Select TV on one outlet. After 12 months, regular rates apply to Connection Pro, Wi-Fi Pro, and Select TV. 4G LTE. Backup to 6 hours. Limited Connection Pro. Equipment installation, taxes and fees extra and subject to change.
You want to pay off your mortgage faster? Network Capital can make it possible. You want to pay for home improvement? Network Capital can make it possible. You want to combine first and second mortgages, eliminate mortgage insurance, even consolidate debt. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call Network Capital Funding at 800-700-8068 and find out how easy achieving your goals can be. That's 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down, put 2 feet down, and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high-field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI with lower out-of-pocket costs for you. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. It is 6:08. Jeff Wolf is behind the console, and Jane Houghton, our producer this morning. And obviously, a lot going on in the news this week. And I think the president kind of summed it up in a speech he made in Elkhart, Indiana, at least from his perspective. And we'll get into that momentarily. But among the highlights of the week that we will be covering with our experts this morning, Iran attacking Israel with 20 rockets aimed at Israeli troops. There was more violence at the border again yesterday. Five ISIS leaders captured in Iraq, an intel operation jointly handled by the United States and Iraq. You may not have heard or seen too much about that in MSNBC and CNN and the mainstream media reports. I mean, you catch five key ISIS leaders, why would they want to report on success? The prisoner release in North Korea. Wait till you hear what Chuck Schumer had to say about that. If you haven't already, we've got the full clip. Amazing. Schumer's just a piece of work. You'll see. Michael Avenatti, you've seen Michael Avenatti, right? Stormy Daniels' attorney, How could you miss him? He's been on CNN and MSNBC in 108 appearances over the past few weeks. I mean, they should make him an anchor. Unbelievable. Hear the story that the FBI, now this is according to a report, but we can say anything anymore because we can just say according to sources. So we can say anything. But this is one from Kimberly Strassel, so she has some credibility. Report is that the FBI had a mole in the Trump campaign. Wow. Wow. We can talk about that with Tony Schaefer later on this morning. Starbucks, now a public restroom. Anybody can go to the restroom now at Starbucks without being a customer. They've changed their policy. Can you imagine how the folks at the Starbucks adjacent to the New York subway and the Washington Metro feel about that? Talk about opening up the floodgates, so to speak. I mean, is that a slight overreaction on Starbucks' part? They have one incident in the store. They handled it, I thought, gracefully. The two gentlemen who, were involved in that handled it gracefully. But Starbucks overreacts, and now you don't need to be a customer to use the restroom at Starbucks. Wow. I really feel bad for the managers of the Starbucks, because they're the ones that are going to have to deal with that. Guys up in Seattle aren't going to have to deal with that. When are we going to get a grip? When are we going to get a grip? Well, this morning we're going to be talking with Jennifer Harper from the Washington Times. John Gizzi will join us. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, of course. Gordon Chang, Asian expert, will have an analysis of the prisoner release in North Korea. And what does the president's decision on Iran mean for the negotiations with North Korea? It's a question a number of people are asking. And also we'll talk with Cheryl Atkinson later on this morning. So we've got an action-packed, star-studded program for you. But wanted to kick it off with Nancy Pelosi. I don't know why, but we might as well. Because it leads into some comments from President Trump. Now, Nancy Pelosi doubled down. She made some comments earlier in the week about rolling back the tax cuts. Now, if you're going to roll back the tax cuts, that's a pretty direct implication that taxes are going to be raised, right? So, I mean, ultimately, if you roll back tax cuts, then taxes are going to go up. So she said that earlier in the week, and then there was a reporter getting a clarification. And listen carefully, because she doubles down on the rollback of the tax part of this conversation.
They have a new ad that they put out after you said you thought you were going to win the majority that says the title was All at Stake. It said that you would like to institute a single-payer health care program and cancel, raise taxes. I think they mean roll back the tax cuts that they passed this year. Is that, what do you make of that?
Well, second part there is accurate.
All right, so she says, yes, we're going to roll back the tax cuts if we get in. Well, talk about lobbing a softball to President Trump. He was in Elkhart, Indiana, Thursday night, and a pretty wild rally. You know, the usual Trump gets out on the road and lets it go.
I mean, Nancy Pelosi said yesterday she wants to end the tax cuts and raise your taxes. I said, tell me, is that like good politics? You know, it's not about politics, but think of that from a political standpoint. I don't think her party was too happy. But you know what? That's her thought. That's what they want to do. They want to raise your taxes, end your tax cuts. They want to have open borders where everyone flies into our country. That's not happening.
So that's the president talking about Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats. Now, he covered many of the news stories of the week, and this is the president's perspective on it, without being peppered by correspondents when he's trying to get on a helicopter or walking out of the Oval Office. So here's what he had to say about the Iran deal. Again, the president speaking at a rally in Elkhart, Indiana, Thursday night.
Among the many grave national security blunders of the previous administration
One of the world's worst was the disastrous Iran nuclear deal. A deal that would allow Iran to go right to the brink of nuclear weapons and ultimately very quickly have a nuclear weapon. And by the way, other countries in the Middle East who do have money all of a sudden would be looking all over the place for nuclear weapons. That was going to force a disaster. The deal also gave the regime billions of dollars. How about this? $150 billion. And $1.8 billion in green. $1.8 billion in cash, which would be used to spread bedlam and death and destruction all over the Middle East. They're all over the Middle East. And with all of that being said, who knows? Because we're putting the harshest, strongest, most stringent sanctions on Iran.
All right, I want to continue with one more segment from the president's speech in Elkhart, because he was in Indiana, and Joe Donnelly is the current senator from Indiana. He is running for re-election, and the president zeroes in, as he does in his speeches, localizing the address and going after Joe Donnelly.
We cannot allow them to have nuclear weapons. We must be able to go to a site and check that site. We have to be able to go into their military bases to see whether or not they're cheating. Now, of course, we're all sure they're not cheating, but just in case. The Iran deal was one of the most embarrassing agreements the United States has ever entered into. You remember the 10 sailors who were humiliated in front of the world for no reason whatsoever. But once again, Democrat Joe Donnelly served his liberal handlers in Washington, not the great people of Indiana that I know so well. He voted to save the deal four times.
Wham! And I know these clips might be a little bit longer than you are used to, but you get the full context. We like to do it that way because we have time to air it out a little bit on the show on a Saturday morning, especially in the 6 o'clock hour. We're going to get into the release of the North Korea prisoner release. We're going to get into that right after a quick check of the traffic and weather. James Stanley is in the traffic center this morning, James.
Yeah, Rick, thank you, and good morning from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads this morning. We'll start on the Beltway, the inner loop, right around Branch Avenue. Getting word we've got a stalled car through there. It's just waiting on a wrecker. At least one lane, though, is taken out. Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Maryland, right around the Arundel Mills Boulevard exit. This is on the northbound side. Crash off of the right shoulder, primarily just on looker delays. That's a road project out on 214 Central Avenue, westbound, right around Southern. It's off on the right shoulder. Has a little bit of that right lane also taken out. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, for today, it's an interesting weekend. It's one of those up and down weekends here for the Washington area. Today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 91. We'll go down to 63 tonight, but for Mother's Day, thunderstorms and a high of only 69 for the day tomorrow. We're backed up to 85 on Monday with a chance of afternoon thunderstorms, and Tuesday we'll be back to 91. With a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. 64 outside right now in Washington, heading to 91 this afternoon. 6:18 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And it is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. It is great to have you with us this morning. I'm Rick Fowler, and we're continuing looking at some of the clips of the week and what the president had to say in Elkhart, Indiana, because it helps to put the week in context. It helps to put the politics in context. And, Chuck Schumer, we're going to get to Chuck Schumer here in a moment or so, because he's the gift that keeps on giving. Along with Nancy Pelosi, they are the gifts that keep on giving. And, situation with North Korea, we are heading into a summit June 12th. And the president has changed his tone on Kim Jong-un. We get that. But there's an interesting clip that I have from Schumer that I'm going to get to in just a second. But first, I want to get to President Trump in Elkhart, Indiana. Now, he's speaking about the situation with the prisoners being held in North Korea. And this is President Trump, 14 hours after he welcomed the three Americans back into the United States.
Kim Jong-un did a great service to himself, to his country, by doing this. But those hostages came out with respect. We didn't pay for them. So what he did was the right thing. But they came out for nothing. And the others came out for $1.8 billion in cash. Can you believe that?
Okay, so that's President Trump taking a swipe at the last time there was a prisoner exchange. Remember the Bo Bergdahl deal, too, if you remember. That was another one where there were a number of enemy prisoners exchanged for Bo Bergdahl. So the president takes a jab. And you'll notice he said Kim Jong-un performed a great service to himself and to his country. It wasn't exactly an exaltation that he was a great guy or that he did a great service to us. He said he did a great service to himself and a great service to his country. But Chuck Schumer, yet another gem here from Chuck Schumer. Here's a guy that always finds fault with Donald Trump, whatever it may be. Now, as we listen to Chuck Schumer, I want you to remember that one of those prisoners who was held, been held since 2015. It's like 3 years. That's the Obama administration. I don't see the Democrats having done a real good job of getting the prisoners released when that one prisoner was taken early. Now, the other two were taken in 2017, but one of the prisoners was taken in 2015. So I'm not sure that Chuck Schumer should be hammering on President Trump for getting one of those prisoners released that would actually been taken back in the Obama years. So here's Schumer, and I listen to this quite skeptically. See how you take it.
We can't be fooled into giving the North Korean regime credit for returning Americans that never should have been detained in the first place. It is so troubling to hear President Trump say that Kim Jong-un treated the Americans excellently. Kim Jong-un is a dictator. He capriciously detained American citizens, robbed them of their freedom, didn't let them go home to their families. Their release should not be exalted. It should be expected. It is no great accomplishment of Kim Jong-un to do this. And when the president does it, he weakens American foreign policy and puts Americans at risk around the world.
Well, Senator, if it was expected, I mean, if we just expected Kim Jong-un to release the prisoners, why wasn't that done sometime in 2015 during the Democratic presidential administration? And you were on the floor of the Senate then as well, as I recall. Or how about the first 11 months of 2016? If it was expected, why didn't you get it done? Why didn't President Obama, your guy, get it done? So the shallowness and the lameness sometimes of the combination of Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, then the Democrats wonder why they've gone from like a 16-point edge in the upcoming midterms to 5 to like 1, I think, in some of the polls now. They're panicking over there, and instead of getting their act together, it's desperation. I mean, these claims that they make are just like things they say are just desperation. In my opinion, I could be wrong. I try and look at this pragmatically. I don't sit here and read Republican Party press releases. It's not my thing. We like to go for more of sort of an accountability across the board. I mean, you got to look at it. The president said he was going to come in and do some things, and he's doing them. He's tightening up on immigration. You noticed yesterday he made an announcement about trying to bring down the drug prices. He's now talking about doing a negotiation with California to get an agreement on the fuel regulations, the environmental regulations in the auto industry. So we have one regulation across the board instead of California having its own set of standards, which obviously is kind of a pain in the neck if you're in the automotive industry or you're trying to figure it all out. So he's made a number of promises. He's doing everything he can to keep them. Now, not everybody may agree with where those promises are taking us. Not everybody agrees with everything he does, but he is a politician that keeps his promises, whether you like him or not. I don't know. I just crack up when I hear Chuck Schumer, and you've heard so many of the ridiculous things he said over the years in these desperate attempts to attack President Trump. But again, that's my opinion. You certainly may have your own, which could differ. We got plenty to cover on the Saturday morning update. And again, we've got Jennifer Harper coming up shortly. We'll be talking with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, Cheryl Atkinson, Gordon Chang, the expert on all matters Asia. We'll talk with him about these developments with North Korea. And Cheryl Atkinson will join us later on this morning, too. So lots to come on the Saturday morning update.
You know, people frequently equate the word custom with expensive, but that's not the case at Cabinet Discounters. Every project we do is custom designed to satisfy your needs, desires, and your budget. So whichever line of cabinetry you choose, Cabinet Discounters' experienced designers will create a kitchen or bath that is uniquely yours. And not only kitchens and baths, we can customize any room in your house. Wet bars, entertainment centers, hutches, home offices, and much more. Get some great ideas for your project in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland, Virginia, to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Get hours and locations at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-694-2640 now. That's 800-694-2640 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-694-2640 to learn more. 800-694-2640. That's 800-694-2640. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part? For only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code SAVE for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
Retirement's about more than money. Find out what you need to know Saturday afternoon at 2 on The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish here on WMAL.
And visit RetirementKeyRadio.com.
6:28 Saturday morning update. It is Mother's Day weekend, you know, and if you're scrambling, well, there's the usual flowers, but instead of flowers, you might want to get something that might last a little longer, like a potted plant. Those orchids that you can get in the Safeway or Giant, those are gorgeous. And everybody loves orchids. Come on. So that's one idea. Now, if you want to be more creative, the Business Insider has 22 last-minute Mother's Day gift ideas. And you can go to businessinsider.com. The story is the best affordable Mother's Day gifts under $25. So reasonable. You know, mom doesn't want you to spend a ton of money on her. Well, many moms don't. Some may. Most moms don't want you to spend a ton of money on them. So some examples. Eat What You Watch, a cookbook for movie lovers. It's just $16.23. How about a custom softcover photo book? Just 15 bucks. All moms love pictures. I mean, goodness, family pictures, you got to love it. There is the Laguna Moon Essential Oils Gift Set. So, the oils or aromatherapy, there's an angle there. You can always do a spa visit. You know, if you know somebody that has a spa, that's always a good idea. And there's more stuff here, like the Dr. Jart Shake and Shot Rubber Soothing Mask for an at-home spa day with mom. Anyway, businessinsider.com. If you're in a pinch, check it out. News is next on WMAL.
It's 630 at 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL. I'm James Stanley. It appears that intent matters, and it may be the deciding factor whether or not several kids from a couple of different schools get charged with what looks to be a case of sexting amongst minors.
A tip to a school resource officer led to the discovery of an exchange of nude photos among students at Henderson Middle School in Falls Church.
It is believed at this point that it was consensual sharing between kids.
But Falls Church City Police Chief Mary Gavin says the situation got out of hand when the kids shared some of the pictures online. Possessing nude pictures of minors is illegal in Virginia. I'm Lee Graham on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In a speech here in D.C. at the think tank Atlantic Council, former President George W. Bush sounded the alarm, warning against the Trump administration's policy that he perceives as isolationism.
The dangers of isolation loom. The price of greatness is responsibilities. One cannot rise to be, in many ways, the leading community in the civilized world without being involved in its problems.
The Atlantic Council honored Bush with its Distinguished International Leadership Award for his work to end HIV/AIDS in Africa. Bush started the Presidential Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief while he was in office and has continued to lead the effort since leaving the White House. Causing a big stir all around D.C. from both political parties, the White House refusing to condemn a staffer who said during a closed-door meeting that Arizona Senator John McCain's opinion, quote, doesn't matter, unquote, because, quote, he's dying anyway, unquote. Correspondent Caitlin Collins has more from the White House.
These comments came during a communications meeting, which Kelly Sadler is on the communications team, but Sarah Sanders not apologizing, not even acknowledging that Kelly Sadler did make these comments.
WMAL traffic now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking the roads. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound around Greenbelt. Everything's off the right shoulder, but that's a crash. BW Parkway northbound around Anne Arundel Mills. Right side block, that's a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast. Mostly sunny this afternoon, but don't let that fool you. Severe thunderstorms are in the forecast through the overnight. High today 93, 64 overnight with a 60% chance of thunderstorms, 40% chance of showers over the next several days. Storm chances back in the forecast Tuesday through midweek. Right now it's 69 degrees at Reagan National. I'm James Stanley on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
So you've been thinking about stepping out and buying your first home. You've probably even done the math. You could handle the monthly payments. It's just that big down payment that's holding you back. That's where NASA Federal can help. Yeah, that NASA. The NASA Federal Launchpad Home Loan was built for people just like you. There's no down payment and no monthly private mortgage insurance. Yeah, zero down and zero PMI. And you don't have to work for NASA to get one. You just need to call 855-322-NASA or visit nasafcu.com/322. That's 855-322-NASA or nasafcu.com/322. Get into that new home with zero down, zero PMI, and a little help from NASA Federal. That's smart. NASA smart. For more information, call 855-322-NASA or click nasafcu.com/322. Equal housing lender. Offer valid on approved credit for primary residences. Membership eligibility required. NMLS number 486583.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Group of Long & Foster. Most Americans will choose to age in place while others will choose to sell and to downsize. What's it going to be for you? Please join us for a free class on how to sell your home for top dollar in Maryland and Virginia on May 10th and 11th. And in this informative hour-long session, you'll learn about market timing, where you can put money in to make money, and much, much more. For information, go to ericstewartgroup.com or call 800-900-9104.
This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Rozelle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
At the Rozelle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Simple Nutritional Recipes on Wednesday, May 23rd at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com.
Don't let short-term market volatility disrupt your long-term financial perspective. In times like these, we all need common sense investment advice from a reliable source. By working with your financial advisor, you can build a financial plan based on what's important to you. This is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated. To reach Greg, call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and we wish a happy Mother's Day to Jennifer Harper, who joins us from the Washington Times. She writes inside the Beltway. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. You know, it's so fascinating to see how hard CNN, MSNBC, and even the three major networks go after President Trump, and his approval numbers seem to be going up.
Well, you know, Rick, that's exactly right. That's exactly what's happening. It is a paradox, a political paradox, a cultural moment, whatever you want to talk about, it is. And we have to look at the dynamics really closely here. And our friends at the Media Research Center last year did extensive studies to reveal that a lot of the media coverage, a lot, 90% of it for President Trump during his first year of office was negative, was hostile. And they did that again this year for the first 4 months of the year. This is Rich Noyes and his team over there, very smart bunch of people. They went through 1,065 broadcast evening news coverage about the president from January 1st through the end of April, and they got exactly the same reading in terms of the content and the scope of this coverage. 90% of it was negative. Now, you would think that all the polls would respond to this because this research group is saying this is unprecedented for this to happen to a president and so forth. And you would think, well, my gosh, the public is just really hating on Trump. Well, this is not true at all, because in the past, probably about the past 3 weeks, we're witnessing a change in the polls. And my way of putting it is that the polls are percolating in Trump's favor, and they really are. It's pretty amazing here, and I'll cite just a couple. It's too early in the morning to go do a lot of numbers, but a Reuters poll this week was quite extraordinary. They found, this is again Reuters, 49% of voters approve of President Trump. And they were so surprised at this particular poll, they issued a public disclaimer. And they said, this might be just an outlier poll, so don't get excited. Essentially, that's what they were saying. They didn't say that exactly. But they said it had a significant realignment in the metrics for Mr. Trump. 49% of registered voters now approve of him. Again, that's coming from Reuters, and Rasmussen found the same thing. And, you know, some other polls. A Pew poll this week said 56% of Americans say Trump should not be impeached. 41% of Americans now agree with Trump on all of the issues. I mean, these things are again, it's a good way to put it, is they're percolating. And another factor in here is Melania Trump. She has done very, very well in the polls. In fact, this week she made her debut in the White House Rose Garden, unveiling her new personal initiative as First Lady, which is to look after the welfare of children through a whole prism of different issues. And some of the media coverage that followed that, National Public Radio, they said she has assumed a traditional role of First Lady. That's NPR said that. CNN said Melania is turning the court of public opinion. Melania's poll numbers are pretty interesting. Just a couple of them, 57% of Americans now approve of Mrs. Trump. That's according to CNN. 54% approve of her, according to Gallup. 50% approve of her, according to Politico. Again, all of this combined here, Rick, is just telling you, again, something we all know, the media coverage is hostile, but Americans are beginning to get wise to it, and they're starting to look at the economy, look at North Korea, look at all the issues that President Trump has made work for him, and we're seeing the polls, again, percolating in Trump's favor.
Well, we saw what President Trump did to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I mean, he has, in essence, neutered it completely, if not destroyed it. So what's he got up his sleeve as the next step for the media?
Well, you know, President Trump is kind of a master of media himself and a reality TV star, been in the public eye for a long time. Well, Mr. Trump learned last year that he didn't approve of a lot of the polls that were being taken on him and thinking that they too had become biased. So last year he began conducting his own poll. Well, this year he has a trick for the media, and he has conducted his own poll, or he is in the process of conducting his own poll about the news media. And he gets a big response on these and gets some significant findings. So this week he has offered a 25-question poll on Americans' opinion of the media. He's got some pretty succinct questions here. I'm going to read you a couple of them so you can get the idea of where he goes with these things. Question one, do you feel that the media is too eager to slur conservatives with baseless accusations of racism and sexism? Do you believe the media fails to report on Democratic scandals? Do you believe the media purposely tries to divide Republicans in order to help elect Democrats? Do you agree with the president's decision to break with tradition by giving lesser-known reporters and bloggers a chance to ask the press secretary questions? And this is what the poll itself said. You've seen firsthand how the media belittles and sneers at the hardworking, patriotic Americans who simply want a new future for their great country. Well, today we're turning off the TV and letting American people speak for themselves. So, again, that's Trump turning the tables on the media.
Sounds more like a campaign speech than a poll, but that's very interesting.
It is interesting. He knows what buttons to push, I think.
Well, the Democrats are having trouble pushing the right buttons these days. Nancy Pelosi out this week suggesting she'd roll back the tax cuts. That was ingenious, and that's given the Republicans some wonderful sound bites for their upcoming midterm election advertising. What is the latest from your standpoint on the midterms and the Dems?
Well, you know, I think we talked about this last week when there was so much chatter about the blue wave. Oh, the blue wave is going to take over the midterms. The blue wave is this, the blue wave that. And in many respects, the blue wave is beginning to fade. And I will tell you why. Certainly, we talked last week about the fact that the progressives are now saying, and this is Senator Bernie Sanders and others, people who follow him, they say that forget the blue wave, there's going to be a progressive tsunami to take over 2018. And Axios also pointed out that they felt that a Clinton wave was on the way for all of those people that were still loyal to Hillary Clinton. And what we're finding out now is that a red wave is now beginning to threaten the blue wave. And certainly some analysts are saying that all of the endless Stormy Daniels coverage, there's beginning to be a bit of a public fatigue with some of this. I mean, I certainly have to cite Rush Limbaugh this week. He had a headline which read that CNN and all the news channels were turning into the Weather Channel because it was stormy 24/7. Very clever there. But anyway, what we're finding out here is that there might be a red wave building up. The public is beginning to warm to the Republican Party, and above, amazingly enough, it is CNN that has supplied the significant numbers here. They say the Democrats' advantage in the generic ballot dipped from 16 points in February to 6 points in March to just 3 points now, meaning that the Democrats only have 3 points ahead in terms of enthusiasm for voting and lots of other issues. They're saying that the Democratic Party's advantage has waned among enthusiastic voters as Republican enthusiasm has grown. That's hard to say this early in the morning, but that is according to CNN. It's very close. Currently, 53% of Democrats and 50% of Republicans now say they are very or extremely interested and enthusiastic about voting for Congress this year. And, you know, that's just 3 points on that. And meanwhile, 47% of the public plans to vote for the Democratic Party candidate in their own district. 44% favor the Republican candidate. So what we're seeing here, again, 3 points difference between the parties. So there's beginning to be talk that a red wave is building and that there's going to be some momentum happening.
You know, I think when we're kids, we all have ideas that we're going to grow up and do something kind of special, and then we actually grow up and it doesn't turn out quite the way we thought it might. But you have an interesting Help Wanted ad this week.
Yeah, every now and then I look and see what kind of interesting jobs there are out there. And I think if you have an adventuresome relative, a son, daughter, son-in-law, et cetera, well, the world's largest Viking ship now needs a crew. And they have put out a serious Help Wanted ad, for real. This is real. The Norwegian Draken Harald Haarfagre, I think I'm pronouncing that right. This is a full-blown Viking warship that has been created out of white oak, 10,000 nails, et cetera, et cetera. It's historically correct. It's got the incredible dragon head on it. This is a serious tall ship. 80 tons, 115 foot long, it's again handcrafted by, with historians at hand to make sure it's real. It has a 79 foot mast with a red silk sail, very heavily ornamented traditional dragon's head on this bow. And they need help to sail the vessel because they're going to have an American tour, coming up, later this year. They are seeking not only professionals but also volunteers. They're seeking professional tall ship crew members for paid positions, and they are seeking volunteer deckhands. This is what they have to say. The crew on board Draken is a team of 34 people, men and women from all over the world, a mix of age, gender, nationality, and backgrounds, all contribute to a great atmosphere on board. And, again, this is the Norwegian ship Draken. They're going to be coming to America. And this is a serious ship. They've gone to Greenland and Iceland and so forth. If you are curious or you have know somebody that might want to do this, they're very serious about this, it is Draken drakenhh.com. drakenhh.com. Join the crew. It's all right there online for you. If you want to be on a Viking ship.
And I understand among the requirements are that you eat raw meat and you can hold your liquor. Is that correct?
Or something, and maybe yell a lot. I don't know.
Jennifer Harper, Inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Thank you very much. And who knows how many of our listeners may end up on the crew.
You never know. And happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Indeed. 6:49 Saturday morning update on WMAL. Time for a check of the traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Traffic Center. What's the latest, James?
Thank you, Rick. And, yeah, we've got another accident to report from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center checking the roads. This one's on Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound. It's right past Maryland 198. They've got you down to just a single lane getting through there. This is an overturned vehicle. We're not sure about medical emergencies or injuries involved, but there's going to be some onlooker delays, if nothing else. Beltway Interloop right around Branch Avenue, right shoulder block. That's a stalled car. Finally got moved over, just waiting on a wrecker to show up. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today, look for a high temperature of 91 this afternoon. It's going to be partly cloudy for the day. We've got some afternoon thunderstorms for Mother's Day. High only of 69 tomorrow. Afternoon thunderstorms on Monday with a high of 85. We're back up in the 90s on Tuesday with afternoon thunderstorms. Outside in Washington, we are at 65 degrees. We're heading to 91, 650 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is a Saturday morning update. A couple of things of note in the news you'll be hearing about over the weekend. Polls have opened across Iraq in the first national election since the declaration of victory over ISIS. No clear front runner has emerged after weeks of official campaigning. The Prime Minister, Haider al-Abadi, faces stiff competition from political parties with closer ties to Iran. The vote will be the fourth since the 2003 U.S.-led overthrow of Saddam Hussein. You may have seen Michael Avenatti a lot on television recently in one of the 108 appearances on either MSNBC or CNN. Well, some controversy swirling around Mr. Avenatti, and these are bullet points from an article in the Business Insider, just some bullet points. Michael Avenatti purchased a coffee chain called Tully's with actor Patrick Dempsey in 2013. In March, all of the remaining Tully's locations suddenly closed. Tully's parent company has faced more than 45 lawsuits in recent years, including owing the IRS $5 million in unpaid federal taxes in 2017. Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' attorney, who purchased Tully's with actor Patrick Dempsey in 2013, says that he sold his stake in the company for a profit at an undisclosed time and now serves as an outside attorney. Interesting that he didn't disclose when he sold the company. Think about that. 6:52, Saturday morning update, WMAL.
Retirement is on your mind. You're thinking about it more than ever. Perhaps it's fast approaching. Maybe you've just retired. Either way, you know you're going to live a long time, and that means your money will have to last a long time, too. But have you told your money that? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. You might be ready for a long, happy retirement, but is your money designed to last as long as you do? You can find out for free. At Edelman Financial, for a limited time, you can get a free retirement review from our experienced financial planners. You'll see if you have enough money to last your entire retirement. To get your free retirement review, visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. It's a special limited time offer, so act now. Visit edelmanfinancial.com/review. Do it today. Be retirement confident. edelmanfinancial.com/review.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Gabapentin, Neurontin, and surgery are no longer your only option for neuropathy treatment. If you suffer from stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, or feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot, you need to know about the non-drug and non-surgical treatment for peripheral neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient.
Our treatments can rehabilitate damaged nerves. So stop masking your pain with drugs that only offer temporary relief and come with a laundry list of side effects. Our treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us. A consultation to learn if you're a candidate for our drug-free and non-surgical treatment is just $50 when you mention this ad. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-280-8787. That's 800-280-8787. 800-280-8787. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you were diagnosed with cancer, you would seek immediate help. Heroin, opioid, and alcohol addiction are diseases which will kill you. Call 1-800-RECOVERY and you or your loved one can receive local, world-class inpatient treatment within 2 hours. Call 1-800-RECOVERY.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Our weather's been very unpredictable. It's cold, it's hot, it's rainy. And if your roof isn't ready, these wacky conditions can cause cracks and leaks and wreak havoc on your home. That's why you need an all-weather roof from Long Roofing now. It can protect your home in all seasons. And now you can take advantage of their spring sale, so don't wait until it's too late. Protect your home with an all-weather roof from Long Roofing now and save. Call 844-454-5664 now. That's 844-454-LONG or go to longroofing.com.
6:57 on the Saturday morning update. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, John Gizzi will kick things off. The White House correspondent at Newsmax.com. We're going to talk with John about Gina Haspel's performance. Of course, she is nominated for the head of the CIA confirmation hearings this past week. How did she do? What's next? We'll find out. We'll talk with John about the release of the prisoners in North Korea. Also, Republican primary outcomes this week. Good news for the party, according to some, and we'll get John's take on the Iran nuke deal. Also, we will be joined by Gordon Chang. He is an expert on all things Asia. We'll get his analysis of the prisoner release in North Korea, what's behind it, what's next, and what the president's decision on the Iran nuclear deal means for negotiations with North Korea. Cheryl Atkinson will join us. She's got some very interesting information on traumatic brain injuries and the military. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is on the way as well. And we'll run through a lot of the topics of the day with Tony, including the Iran versus Israel attacks this week, the capture of five top ISIS leaders, the North Korea prisoner release, the reports from the Wall Street Journal and Kim Strassel of an FBI mole in the Trump campaign. And that's just scratching the surface. So a lot to cover in the 7 o'clock hour. You stay with us right here on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, Chris Plant here. I met recently with the matchmakers from It's Just Lunch. They explained to me their process for helping people in the D.C. area get out on great dates. It's simple and easy. They find you great matches. They set up the dates and they make the reservations. All you have to do is show up and let your personality shine. With It's Just Lunch, you get a personal matchmaker who cares about making your love life thrive and uses both experience and intuition instead of some dating app. Working with a matchmaker at It's Just Lunch is like having a personal recruiter, a high-end concierge service to help you handle your personal dating life. Call or text Sandra or Natalie at 202-466-6699. Those are real matchmakers that I know, ready to help you heat up your dating life. Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Do you ever get tired of being right?
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I have no problem with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Are you a parent of a child with disabilities who desperately needs a break? Then you need to know about Jill's House. To find out more, visit our website, jillshouse.org.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station.